Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh, yeah. Welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour Radio Show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. And, you know, I like to start out with the latest news and information. So I'm going to take a hop, skip, and a jump over to good old Yahoo News, the stalwart, the bastion of good news. You can tell by the name Yahoo, you know, Yahoo News, BuzzFeed News. You can just tell by the name that these are the organizations you go to for your serious, hard-hitting news stories. So let's see what we've got here. I'm going to start off with this story, which comes through Yahoo News, actually from Huffington Post, which was bought recently by BuzzFeed. They laid off a bunch of employees. I don't like to see anybody get laid off, but if someone's got to be laid off, let it be a reporter from Huffington Post. Let's take a look at the story here. Anthony Fauci warns that current phase of the COVID-19 pandemic is not a good place to be. Well, color me surprised. I don't think Fauci has ever had good news. And why would he? I mean, talk about a good place to be. Wouldn't it be fantastic to be the go-to person for COVID-19 information? The man is constantly on television doing interviews, and he will have a job, a purpose, a function for as long as this virus continues. So why wouldn't he enjoy this newfound fame, and why would he ever want to give us good news about the virus? I mean, what if he came out and he said something along the lines of, well, if you look at the true mortality rate of the virus, it's very low. And, you know, if you look at the number of new cases, there really aren't that many. And, you know, this is something that's going to last forever, like a common cold. I mean, you know, we're just never going to get rid of it. It's not life-threatening to the vast majority of people, and I think everything's going to be just fine. They'd be like, oh, okay, and then that's it. No more news interviews. No more fame, and the name Fauci just disappears. Yeah, I don't think so. So he's going to keep this up forever and ever. Not that I mean to malign the man who once told us that masks won't do us any good, and you almost, you know, you made it sound kind of foolish if you thought that wearing a mask was helpful. And then he says that the reason he had told us that story was because he wanted to save on masks. So as convincingly as he sounds, realize that he has sounded that convincing while lying to our faces. So I don't believe almost anything that this guy's got to say. But let's see what he has told the Huffington Post here. All right, this is, who's the writer here? Lee Moran, the ace reporter for the Huffington Post. This story comes to us today, Saturday, March 20th, 2021, at 3:51 a.m. The current phase of the coronavirus pandemic in the United States, where new daily infections have plateaued between 50 to 60,000, is, quote, not a good place to be, unquote, Dr. Anthony Fauci warned us on Friday. So he just did this interview yesterday, Anthony Fauci. This interview was with MSNBC's Chris Hayes. You know how we feel about Chris Hayes there? Fauci urged people to hang in there a bit longer. Just a bit longer, guys. Hang in there 15 days to slow the spread is all this will take. And with restrictions aimed at mitigating the spread of COVID-19 so the vaccination program can really take hold and therefore reduce the possibility of yet another surge. So all we have to do, guys, is just hang in there a bit longer until the vaccine can take hold and therefore reduce the possibility of yet another surge. So just a little bit longer, guys. But in the video included in this very story that comes to us from Yahoo News is a video, a Yahoo News video, And on the headline of this video, that's on the same page as the story I'm reading, Fauci schools Rand Paul. Fauci schools Rand Paul. I'd love to see that. Let's listen in. And I will, at the same time that we're listening to the video, I will tell you what the video says, because it's a combination of both video and text that is on the video. This is important stuff, guys, because this is what lawmakers are looking at to decide whether or not we can have a business. All right, so I am going to play the video. The video will start with some scary sounding music that'll run through the length of the video. Then you'll hear Rand Paul speak. Fauci scolds Rand Paul. In a testy exchange, Dr. Anthony Fauci clashed with Senator Rand Paul on the danger of COVID-19 reinfection.
You're telling everybody to wear a mask, whether they've had an infection or a vaccine. What I'm saying is they have immunity, and everybody agrees they have immunity. What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
You had the vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts.
Despite being a doctor, Paul seemingly refused to grasp the simple point that Fauci was making, that the shot only protects against the common or wild strain of the coronavirus, meaning that masks should still be worn to protect against deadly mutations.
There are no studies that show...
Let me finish the response to your question, if you please. The other thing is that when you talk about reinfection and you don't keep in the concept of variants, that's an entirely different ballgame. That's a good reason for a mask. In the South African study conducted by J&J, they found that people who were infected with wild type and were exposed to the variant in South Africa, the 351, it was as if they had never been infected before. They had no protection. So when you talk about reinfection, you've got to make sure you're talking about wild type. I agree with you that you very likely would have protection from wild type for at least 6 months if you're infected. But we in our country now have variants that are circulating.
I like the music. I feel like that is really what sets the mood. I mean, this tells you, guys, this is hard-hitting news. I don't feel like Rand Paul got schooled by Anthony Fauci. I heard Anthony Fauci say that the virus, the vaccine, isn't going to actually protect you because there are so many variants out there. So you still have to wear the mask. And as long as there are variants, which are forever, you're always going to have to wear the mask. And any time they feel like it, they can shut you down. Why is this important? Well, let me read you a story here. This is from, where is this from? Oh, this is also Yahoo News. I just clicked the other window. Michigan pizzeria owner in jail for violating COVID orders. A Western Michigan restaurant owner was arrested before dawn Friday and hauled to jail for her persistent refusal to comply with orders and restrictions tied to the coronavirus. She will remain in jail until she pays $7,500 and authorities confirm that the pizzeria is closed, a judge said. Her food license was suspended on January 20th. Wow. Well, I mean, what is she doing out there trying to make pizzas, right? I mean, she should be locked up in her house. And before dawn, what hour is that? Before dawn, before the light occurred, not at night, they said before dawn. So, you know, you you're asleep and you're thinking about, you're dreaming of making pizza tomorrow, and then the cops bust in and arrest you for making pizza. I mean, this is it's craziness. And speaking of other crazy things related to COVID-19, remember when they were floating the COVID-19 bill and I was playing crazy things that Joe Biden said? One of those crazy things was that this bill is going to cut child poverty in half. And I said, I'm going to hold you to that, Joe. Well, guess what? It turns out, this is so nuts. It turns out that that statement that the administration put out, that the bill is going to cut child poverty in half, that rationale was based on a study that said that in the COVID-19 bill that they were going to pass was going to be a federal $15 an hour minimum wage. And that minimum wage increase was going to be what could cut child poverty in half. Well, if you heard, first of all, if you heard the show that I did on minimum wage, you know that that's going to make it where a lot of people don't have jobs. And if anything, it'll increase child poverty, not decrease it. But even if you believe the study, even if you believe the study, which is false, but just take it at its word, that $15 an hour minimum wage increase was cut out of the COVID-19 relief bill. So that statement that they put out, the administration put out, saying that the that Joe Biden said on video, saying that it could cut child poverty in half, that was based on that statement, was based on something that wasn't even in the bill anymore. And they said it anyway. So as if the connection wasn't tenuous enough, because minimum wage won't cut child poverty in half, they took that out of the bill, which you would think that if they believed it, isn't that cruel? So you are a Democrat, and in your mind, you think that increasing minimum wage is going to cut child poverty in half. Why would you allow it to be taken out of the bill? And then knowing that it was taken out of the bill, why would you keep touting that phony number? See, so this is the reason why you've got to use your brain. You've got to use common sense. And you can't just listen to these studies that come out conveniently. And I mean, it's on both sides. I'm not saying that only Democrats do this. Republicans do this too. But I find that a lot of times when it comes to economic issues, that Democrats will believe any study that comes from anywhere, and they will pass laws based on these studies that never come to fruition. Why is it that wages keep going up, but jobs become fewer and fewer? Why do they get eliminated? Why do they keep trying to help people to go to school and go through college, but the classes that they take are more and more useless, and the amount that it costs to go to college keeps going up and up and up, and the debt that students have keeps going and increasing more and more? The problems that they try to solve are worse than they were before they tried to solve them. And nobody ever makes this connection. But, you know, it sounds good at the time, and that's all that matters. I mean, look at this story here. This is this from news.com. This is an Australian organization. The Washington Post has published an astonishing retraction 2 months after a bombshell story about a call between Donald Trump and an elections investigator in Georgia. All right, so remember, this was a huge story a while back. The newspaper reported in January that the then president had spoken to Frances Watson in December, asking her to find the fraud in the state and that she would be a national hero if she did. Numerous other U.S. media outlets, including CNN, ABC News, NBC News, and USA Today, all subsequently claimed that they had confirmed the Washington Post's reporting. And if you recall, they also use these stories in the impeachment, this latest impeachment of Donald Trump, right? They use this story as a, as evidence that Donald Trump is abusing the office and, you know, is a dictator and, you know, trying to force people to steal the election on his behalf. So I'm going to continue the story here. But a newly surfaced recording, which has been deleted from Ms. Watson's device and was only recovered by officials responding to a Freedom of Information request, has revealed the quotes attributed to Mr. Trump and relayed to media by an anonymous source were false. The Washington Post added a lengthy correction to its original story on Monday, admitted it misquoted Mr. Trump based on information provided by a source. Correction: 2 months after the publication of the story, the Georgia Secretary of State released an audio recording of President Donald Trump's December phone call with the state's top elections investigator. The recording revealed that the Post misquoted Trump's comments on the call based on information provided by a source. Trump did not tell the investigator to find the fraud or say she would be a national hero if she did so. Does it ever get old? I mean, do we keep falling for it over and over again? We're so dumb. Bill Maher did a great speech earlier this week saying that we are a, what was the quote? Was it a foolish people? Oh, that we are not a serious people. And yeah, he's right. We are not a serious people. How do we continue to believe these media outlets that don't have any proof? And to delete the recording off of your phone, or to say that you've deleted it off your phone, and we had to do a Freedom of Information Act in order to be able to get it. And these people had access to it. They could have at any point in time have revealed the truth. But instead, they quote media sources during the impeachment in order to make Trump look bad. Now, CNN also issued a correction on Monday. Its original story included the same quote, saying they came from a source with knowledge of the call. And this is from the retraction. Editor's note: an earlier version of the story, published January 9th, presented paraphrasing of the president's comments to the Georgia elections investigator as direct quotes, the note said. It's so embarrassing. But like I said, you know, when Joe Biden, I said if Joe Biden gets elected, the liberals will become the thing that they hate, because they are electing the person that they pretend Donald Trump is. And Joe Biden's actually that person. And look what they had to do. Look at the, I can't say the word. Look at the trash that they've got to pull. Here's a story. This is Biden says killer Putin will pay a price for 2020 election interference. Biden confirmed that he once told the Russian leader that he doesn't have a soul. I thought Donald Trump was a saber rattler, right? I thought that it was terrible when he was making fun of Kim Jong-il. That was bad, you know, even though he later made peace with him. But, you know, there's nothing wrong, I guess, with calling Putin a killer and saying that this is a quote, NBC News. He will pay a price, Biden said in an interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos that aired Wednesday morning when asked about an intelligence assessment that Putin ordered influence operations aimed at denigrating his candidacy and supporting Donald Trump. Isn't that funny that I just read another intelligence brief here? Let's see if I can find it. Saying that, this is from the New York Times, Russia and Iran influenced the election, but China did not. Now, I thought that this was the most perfect election, free of fraud, that has ever been. I thought that there was no outside influence in this election, because remember, the courts wouldn't even look at it. But now, and who was it? They determined that there was no outside actors that had influenced the election this time around, and you couldn't even question it, that there was no fraud, and that these cases weren't even worth looking at. But apparently, there has been election fraud perpetrated by the Russians and the Iranians. Now, remember, guys, this is just propaganda in order to get us back in Iran. You know, they say that Putin's a killer. Well, I mean, he is, but so's everybody else. And if you think that we're not trying to get into additional wars, you're crazy. Afghanistan, we're supposed to, Trump set a deadline to pull out of Afghanistan. He's drawn the troops down, and we're supposed to get out of there, I think, May 1st. And Joe Biden calls that deadline problematic. So do you think that we're actually going to get out of Afghanistan in time? I mean, Trump did a good thing. He kind of put Biden in a tough situation because he made Biden also run saying that we would get out of Afghanistan. Trump actually set a physical deadline. And, you know, this is more the 4D chess, right? Trump set the deadline to get out of Afghanistan before, after the election, so that if Trump got in, he would pull the troops out. And if Biden got in, because Trump knows Biden doesn't want to pull those troops out, Biden would have to break a campaign promise and actively reverse the work that's being done to draw down the troops and to make less war. Remember, Donald Trump, although he did continue war, and I wish he did more to stop it, and hiring John Bolton was crazy, but he did much less damage than the previous administrations did, all of them. I mean, they were having to lie to Donald Trump about troop arrangements so that he couldn't find the troops to pull him out, right? They admitted to this, that they had to hide where the troops were from the president so that he couldn't recall them. And how do you not get punished for that? That's got to be treason, right? And it's interesting to me that they found that China didn't try to influence the election here in the U.S. It's because of stuff like this that progressives have been turning against, you know, the squad, because there hasn't been any pushback against these crazy establishment narratives. Maybe I should backtrack a little bit there. There's been some verbal pushback, but when it comes to actually doing something, the progressives and the squad haven't been doing squat. Oh, that's a good name. Yeah, the squat. So, in fact, you just had Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez come out and say that people are telling her that more should be done. And she says, do you know why more hasn't been done? Because we're human. And that is not making people happy at all. See, they have the progressives have an agenda, which I think it's the agenda is nuts. That's not the point. The point is that Joe Biden, who, you know, said that he would do all these things, he'd be the most progressive president. He hasn't been, and the progressives are mad. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I think that if Trump is in good health to run again, oh, man, if they can get the election fraud out. I mean, look, Trump should have won this last time, right? But there's so much fraud in just a couple of counties. So if they can get rid of that, I think that the amount of support that Biden's going to have is going to be so minimal. And they're making a mistake by not continuing to trash Trump. They want to kind of not say his name for a little while. Well, you know, when you don't mention somebody, the memory of them, the fond memory of them, gets better and better and better. And people are already missing Trump. Have you seen the gas prices? People are already missing Trump. By not mentioning him, people are going to realize, God, this guy was really wronged, and they are going to love him more than before. Even the people who were against him are going to say, you know what? The guy was right with a lot of the things that he was doing. And, I mean, I don't think Biden's going to make it this next time around. People have been making fun of him for, like, falling down the stairs. I don't grant him that. I don't